So I used to live near this little dive bar. It was the kind of place where you end up drinking with just the weirdest collection of people. People you grew up with, teachers from high school, or even a friend's parents. You never really knew what your night would look like when you went there, which honestly was kind of half the fun. I remember going on a Friday night with a few friends. I was recently single and eager for a casual night out. I grabbed drinks at the bar and was heading back to my group when he caught my eye at the corner of the bar. It was hard not to notice him because he was a good friend of my now ex. I remember being nervous. The breakup was honestly so far from being amicable. For some reason, my ex thought I would come crawling back, and I didn't. I went on a few dates instead. He lost his shit about it, and I kind of knew what was going to happen next. I had already spent way too long listening to him complain about every ex-girlfriend and how they're all bitches, which I know, it's a total red flag. And when every person he dates is somehow a bitch, it's probably not them that's the problem. And I had heard enough to know I was now part of that not so exclusive group, so I'll admit it. I don't want to run into him. It had a lot of potential to be incredibly awkward. But my attempt to avoid him wasn't very successful. Another downside of mutual friends, I guess. He eventually came over, looked me in the eyes, and I'll be honest, I was absolutely dreading what was going to come out next. I heard enough through the grapevine to know that there was a lot of possibilities here for what was going to be said. But one possibility I had not expected was for him to ask me, "What took you so long to dump that guy?" The night definitely shifted in that moment, going from daunting to fun. Now, I didn't go home with him, and we never went out, though we had considered it. But this is my audio. It's kind of like a choose your own adventure. So what if you were the friend, and what if I had gone home with you? The night quickly devolves into a few drinks and laughter. Turns out you are friends with my ex, but you're not oblivious to what he was like. I let you know that I always did like you, so I was glad that it wasn't weird, that this wasn't weird. I remember having fireworks on my ex's birthday set up in a farmer's field, and I was so cold that night, and you offered me the blanket you had brought. And you don't miss a beat when you look me in the eyes of the bar and tell me that you had other blankets I could get under. And that was it. We both know it's going to be a one-night thing. Notches on the bedpost situation, and we're both okay with that. Let's not overthink this. So I follow back to your place, and I'm eager to get you up against the wall beside the door while I strip the shirt off of you. I think it's already well known at this point, but I'm kind of a sucker for kissing your neck, dragging my teeth lightly across your collarbone, while my hand unbuckles your belt, unzips your jeans, and my hand slips inside. You feel too good in my hand, and maybe it's the fact that we shouldn't be doing this that adds to it. But I admit, I love stroking you, bringing my enclosed hand up to the tip and back down, making a mess out of both of us with your pre-cum. Plus, I love the sound of a guy heavy breathing during this when a slight moan slips out. It's honestly addictive. Sure, I can feel that you're enjoying it, but sometimes a girl just wants to hear it too. And of course, this is back when we would wear business casual to the bar for some dumb reason. So it's easy for you to slide your hand up my thigh, taking the hem of my pencil skirt with it so it's bunched up around my waist. Your other hand takes mine out of your pants so you can push your jeans and boxers down to your knees before you spin me around so I'm pinned against the wall. You grab one of my legs and lift it so it's wrapped around your waist. And I wrap my arms around the back of your neck to steady myself for what comes next. You push my underwear to the side slightly and thrust into me. Fuck. this count as notches on the bedpost if we never actually make it to the bed? There's an unspoken rule between us. No bed, no kissing. For some reason, that feels too intimate for what this is. Oh God, you feel too good inside of me. But with my leg propped up and my back arched slightly, you're hitting every angle exactly the way you need. It's way too easy to let my head fall forward onto your shoulder so you can hear close up just how good you're making me feel. Oh my God. And I know you can hear it because I feel your fingers dig into my thigh. And I know that there will be bruises there tomorrow, which I don't mind. But then I'm being peeled off the wall, and you're no longer inside of me. I'm left with that feeling of just craving you. You kick off the half-on pants and boxers. You grab my underwear and pull it down before placing your hand on the bottom of my back and directing me towards your couch. Now, if this were any other time, being bent over the armrest of a couch isn't the most comfortable thing. But at times like this, when both people are desperate and your brain is melting, it honestly feels pretty fucking good. Fingers wrapped around the back of my neck. Fingers gripping my hip instantly. You're back inside of me. Sinking yourself deep inside of me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh God, I love the feeling of your hips against me. Your fingers sticking into my skin. Oh God. But more importantly, that deep neediness of getting closer, where you just start moving faster and just more desperately. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, you feel good. Oh, God, this feels good. Fuck, please come with me. Okay, Matt, sometimes I kind of miss that little dive bar just because you never really knew how the night was going to end.